This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Extend your life with Extend. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is Monday, December 9th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny but cold suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests I've had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their website. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info for links and files that you won't find elsewhere. One of our very talented listeners created this file or this website to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. It appears I'm still having email problems at my other email address, deanna@spingola.com. Hopefully, I will get it fixed ultimately. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. This was published by the American Free Press. She was a contributing writer to the book Challenge to Genocide, Let Iraq Live. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com. and iftruthbeknown.net. Now, if you go to holylandunveiled.com and you get an error message or you get a message saying that this is an evil, wicked site and that you mustn't go there, just don't pay any attention. Just work through it. It is information that you're not going to find elsewhere and that people really just don't want you to see. So take responsibility and go to the website. You're not going to get any virus or anything. Nothing's going to happen to you. Welcome to the program, Jennifer.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And today I'm, you know, here to talk about yet another genocide.
So, yes.
I'm going to get labeled with the name of Genocide Jen, I'm afraid. But anyway, there is a lot going on in the world that nobody knows anything about.
Exactly.
And today I want to talk about what's going on in South Africa.
Okay. That's, yes, it's so timely to have you on today. We were supposed to have you on, a week or 10 days ago or something, and then we didn't broadcast live the day that you were supposed to be on. And so I think it's good that you could
be
on today.
It's a lucky coincidence. It really is. It's odd.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. And, of course, Nelson Mandela died a couple days ago, and the major mainstream, whatever you want to call it, media is just in awe, you know. I mean, he's lionized. He's almost deified. They cannot stop in their praises of this man. And in this, they are ignoring a lot of facts, and I'm going to talk about those today.
Okay.
And I'm going to start out by talking about a trip I took to D.C. a couple of weeks ago. Well, it's 2 months ago at this point, and hadn't been there in about 4 years, so things have changed. One of the things that was really striking to me as I walked up Embassy Row, it's Massachusetts Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C., and it's called Embassy Row because that's where a lot of the embassies are. One of them is the South African Embassy, and another one is the British Embassy. And they're not across the street from each other, but, you know, they're kind of kitty corner. Anyway, in front of the British Embassy is a very famous statue of Winston Churchill. And he has 1 foot of his on British soil, because when you're in an embassy, you're actually in that country. So, and the other foot is the foot that he's stepping forward with is on American soil, and he has his hand raised in the famous victory sign, the V. Then, if you go across the street, as I said, to the South African Embassy, there's a very, almost an mirror image of Nelson Mandela in the same posture, 1 foot back. I don't know if the forward foot is on American soil, but the back foot is on the embassy soil, and in the back, the front foot is in the same position. He's striding forward, and he has his arm raised in the clenched fist, the clenched fist of the ANC. And Nelson Mandela is not really the saint he is made out to be. But before we go there, I'm going to talk about South Africa today and what's happening. South Africa is a collapsing nation. After 19 years of ANC rule, unemployment has gone up by 60%. 17% of the Afrikaners are unemployed. Those are the white Boer people, the German-descended, German and Dutch-descended people of South Africa who were blamed and vilified and demonized and completely isolated by the Western nations because of the apartheid government. So they are among the most victimized at this point. But, okay, the unemployment is horrendous, and one of the reasons is the ANC is a communist country. It believes in distribution of wealth, and so they're distributing the wealth from the former successful white farms and distributing them to the blacks. And it has been a disaster. That's black empowerment. Black and economic empowerment is the name of the program. I just read that they're going to slow down on this because these farms are a disaster now. Formerly, they were feeding that nation and feeding many other nations on the African continent. They are now a disaster. The Afrikaners were very good farmers. What else after 19 years, nearly 20, of ANC rule? South Africa is the rape capital of the world. There are 1 million rapes annually. One in 12 women in that country has been raped. They are the country where the most hijacks officially take place. In those 19 years, the rand, which is their currency, has gone from 3.41 to the dollar to 10 to the dollar. So it's decreased in value by 70%. In 19 years, their defense forces have gone from being, and I'm quoting this statement, the iron fist of Africa to a laughing stock that can't defend Disneyland from an invasion of fluffy toys. 1,000% more illegal immigrants are pouring into that country now. And those illegal immigrants come from Zimbabwe, Cameroon, and countries further up in Africa because compared to those countries, South Africa still looks pretty good. And the current government and the current, you know, the people of South Africa don't appreciate it. They hate illegal immigration. So, there you go. There's a fact that's not much discussed. And now I am going to talk about murder in South Africa. And I'm going to compare this to some figures from the years under apartheid. Because I think it's a common, I know it's a common perception in this country that the apartheid government of South Africa was the most brutal, the most racist, the most militarized government on the planet, bar none, had to be stopped. They were the most horrible people. ever to have existed. Now, I want to read something, a quote about that government, the way it was in fact. South Africa, in fact, even in the latter decades of apartheid, the most violent time, had a police population ratio of 1 to 2,000.
Wow.
This was lower than in most other countries, including advanced Western ones such as the U.S., France, and Germany. Military spending as a proportion...
Gotta
shut up.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back.
That's okay.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. Her website is holylandunveiled.com. And don't worry about the message that you get when you go there. Your computer is not going to blow up or anything disastrous like that. Okay, welcome back, Jen.
Thank you. Where was I? I think I was here. Military spending as a proportion of the GDP was also lower than in most Western states. So, you know, we have, again, this depiction of this brutal society. Now, I looked up another number because I was just fascinated by it because nobody seemed to be able to know it. How many people did the apartheid government kill in their war against the African revolutionaries? And it was that. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't. 512. Since the ANC has taken over, there have been 200,000 murders in that country.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not saying the government's committing them. I mean, the country is out of control. There are those who say that the government is complicit in a lot of this stuff. And when you go into detail, or members of it, members of the police. But it is a staggeringly violent society. What is interesting is another figure. There were, after Mandela was released from prison, and that was in 1990, and those became the most violent years of the anti-apartheid movement and battle. And in those years, I have that number too. So let me just, give me a second so I can get this exact number. Some 9,325 Africans, black Africans, were killed. But of those, 8,580 were killed by other black Africans, mostly members of the ANC. They waged a very brutal war against those Africans who did not go along with the ANC. And one of the techniques they became very famous for was that of necklacing. Now, Winnie Mandela was even more famous for this. She is one of Nelson Mandela's ex-wives. And what it is, what necklacing is placing a rubber tire around a person's neck and lighting it on fire. It is a horrific death.
Wow.
I mean, you are just burning up from the inside. It's just one of these vile, cruel forms of torture. So that is something that's not much mentioned in our press, of course. And now I want to talk about this story in the situation in South Africa and the Afrikaners in particular who are being targeted. Now, some people do know about the farm murders, and there have been several thousand, 3,000 to 4,000 of those. And the farmers are particularly vulnerable because farmers are isolated. They're out on their farms. And they are attacked and killed in the most violent way. And I'm going to describe some of that. And it's pretty gruesome. So if you don't want to listen, here's the time to turn it off. Some of these people have been mutilated to death, burned to death, hacked to death. The wife is often raped in front of the family, in front of the children. Broken glass bottles inserted into the vagina.
Ugh.
Individuals have been burned repeatedly with a hot iron for hours, tortured for hours. Children held underwater to drown. And as I say, you can look on a website, and it's entitled South Africa Project.
Now, they put, Uncle Rick in the chat room said they put gasoline in that tire.
Okay.
Before they light it. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, they have to use gas to light it, right. And then, so it's you're inhaling hot toxins. I mean, if you look, and you actually have a page on RBN where some of these deaths, you know, you can see the photographs. I mean, women raped for hours and disemboweled, hung up on a meat hook, bodies hacked to death, parts of the bodies burned, people burned while they're still alive, while they're being hacked.
Now, these are the white Afrikaners.
These are the white Afrikaners.
What I find when you first said that is that it doesn't matter where the Germans go in the world, they find them. And they do the same kinds of things, just as they did after World War II in Germany, with all
exactly.
the raping and the disemboweling and all the other stuff. I mean, they just follow them wherever they go. You must ask yourself, what is it about the Germans that the Jews don't like? And this is a Jewish issue, wouldn't you say?
It is a Jewish issue. The ANC is Jewish in its foundation. When Mandela left South Africa to go to Russia, He came back. He was trained in communism there. He came back with Joe Slovo, a Lithuanian Jew, who helped found the ANC. And the Jewish community was very aggressive in pushing this political movement, which has not really helped the Africans nearly as much as they think, and it has destroyed the Afrikaners. And this, who are German and Dutch, people think of them as Dutch, but they're really German, Dutch, and actually French descendants from Europe, and they have been there several hundred years. They have been there as long as the black Africans, and nobody will believe that. But it is true. South Africa, a couple hundred years ago, in the 17th, beginning of the 17th century, was inhabited by people called the San, who were like bush people. It was Mandela's tribe, the Xhosa, who wiped them out. And it was the Xhosa and the Zulu and others and Ndebeles that came down from the African continent to South Africa as the South African whites, these immigrants from Europe, were coming onto that same area. So they didn't steal it from the African people. The European immigrants developed their own society. The English did not get there until much later. And they went to war against, with their Jewish bankers. Some of the people most influential there were Cecil Roth.
Rhodes.
And the Oppenheimers and this whole movement from England. And they were there, and they aligned themselves with Jewish banks. They did. And they went in there to get the diamonds and the gold. The land that the Afrikaner farmers controlled, had farmed by that time for several centuries, was very, very, very rich. And that's what they were after, the mineral wealth. And, you know, it's still in their hands. And the Afrikaner people have just been demonized. I mean, we all know this. I mean, we all grew up in the United States, those of us who are middle-aged, and knew this was going on. And I, for one, believed it. Because, you know, you watch TV, you don't know. And it seems to be the truth, but it really, they have been the scapegoats of this violence, and all because they were an apartheid government. Now, apartheid means separation. They were separate. It's kind of an odd history. The Afrikaner took over the apartheid government, which had previously been a British thing, after World War II, interestingly enough, 1948, and they ran this place called South Africa as a sort of confederation of different tribes living separately. And there were different tribes. They are tribal today, the Zulus, the Xhosa, and the Ndebeles, the coloreds. That word, of course, is never used here, but anyway, there just means Muslims and Hindus, basically, from the Asian continent. So anyway, they were very separate, and they were kept that way. But we'll talk when I get back.
Okay. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It was published by the American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Just a quick announcement that Werner is out of jail. I did email him, I think it was Friday, and anyway, he will be on our program with his friend, his advocate, Judy Day, this Friday. All righty. Back to Jennifer.
Okay, we're back. Okay, so I want to compare, do some other studies here, a little short moment, to look at the situation of black Africans in apartheid South Africa. And that existed from the years 1948 to 1994. During those years, the life expectancy rose to 64 years. Infant mortality was reduced from 174 to 55 per 1,000. It was still higher than it was in Europe, but it was the lowest of the African continent. Now, under apartheid government, in Soweto, and Soweto is very famous to anybody who knows anything or has ever paid attention to anything in the last 20, 30 years as the suburb of Johannesburg that was famously depicted in the anti-apartheid days in that, well, really in the 80s as being, you know, just this horror beyond horror. In Soweto, there was the world's largest hospital. and it serves the black community of Soweto. It was funded by the white taxpayers of South Africa at that time. It had 3,200 beds, a staff of 8,000, and 23 operating theaters. And if anybody, you know, remembers or thinks back, the famous heart surgeon, the most famous heart surgeon in the world came from South Africa. South African medicine was top notch. And it wasn't just for white people. So that's not fair to say that. And, you know, the fact was, yeah, the blacks were on a lower level. They were often in servile positions, but they did have schools. And they were not brutalized in the way, in any way, at all, as it's been depicted in the media. And I do believe that nobody wants to live under somebody else's rule. I think that's a very human trait. But you now have a situation in South Africa where this government under the ANC is just, they're vicious. For instance, if you go to this other website, it's called SouthAfricaProject.info. And start examining. I mean, that is a densely packed website with information about what's really going on there. And there, some of the videos there are incredible. One of them is of Nelson Mandela with Joe Slovo, the communist from Lithuania, the Jewish communist from Lithuania, singing, "Kill the Boers, kill the whites, kill the whites, kill the Boers." Now, this man is about to be canonized by the Anglican Church.
Boy, that just tells you the level of corruption that's just widespread, absolutely widespread. And, of course, when you're talking about apartheid, all you have to do is associate it with tyranny or some sort of an atrocity, and you get the hearts of the world. They'll you know, do what they can to stop that kind of a system, when, in fact, the system was good for both the blacks and the whites.
It was a lot better than what the ANC has to offer.
Sure. What was the name of that website again?
SouthAfricaProject.info. And another video on there is of Jacob Zuma, the present president, singing the same thing. The words are a little different. I'd written them down. I mean, this guy is laughing. He's the president of the country. He's singing about killing white people. Does anybody, of course not. Let me see, what is it? It says, we are going to kill them with a machine gun. They are going to run. Shoot the Boer. The cabinet will shoot them. We are going to kill them. On and on and on. Shoot the Boer. This is Jacob Zuma. Jacob Zuma lives in one of the most expensive multi-billion-dollar compounds in the world, and that's on there. I think that's on the front page of this website. But these people are racist, they are vicious, and they don't treat their own people very well. Going back to the number of murders, 200,000 in the last 20 years. It's insane. It's a country in meltdown. However, about somewhere between 80 and 90,000 of them are white. Whites are only about less than 10% of that nation now. So they are being targeted. And they are, those Afrikaners who remain there are the poorest. They were the ones who could not leave. It's hard to leave if you have a farm and that farm is expropriated. Where do you wind up? In some concentration camp, squatter camps they call them. And that's where thousands, hundreds of thousands of Afrikaners have wound up.
This sounds an awful lot like what America will probably become within a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Within a couple of decades.
Sure.
And it's increasingly clear that's the goal. I mean, nobody talks about this. You can't find this information on any news site, anywhere. And it's not as though, this is an interesting thing. the powers that be are well aware of this. This information has been forwarded to and studied by Genocide Watch. Now, Genocide Watch is a liberal institution. It's part of the regime. It's part of the ruling class. And they have listed South Africa as a number 5 stage of genocide. That's the one before. That is a South African, Afrikaner, excuse me, as being at stage 5. That's the one before annihilation. Just extermination. These people don't have any kind of military. They don't have guns. They're living in squatter camps increasingly. They have nowhere to turn. They won't employ them. They're kicked out of the government. And, of course, there are wealthy whites, mostly English-derived, the Jews there, who live in gated communities. They don't see anything. You know, that's why people live in gated communities. They don't want to see anything. They're just hiding. But this information was forwarded to The Hague, the International Criminal Court. Yeah, they're not going to do anything. But this is supposedly the highest court on the globe. And they acknowledged this information that was sent to them. The Office of the Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court acknowledges receipt of your documents letter, blah, 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 blah. As soon as a decision is reached, we will inform you in writing and provide you with reasons for this decision. And that was a month ago, November 11th. I haven't seen anything about that. You know, if they say anything, they'll bury it. And, you know, the game, just the endless games.
Well, there's actually a committee associated with the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum that says that with any genocide anywhere in the world, that the museum and that particular committee would have open access to the president and to presumably the UN, so that they could go in and prevent further genocide. Ha!
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really going to happen.
Barack Obama does not consider this a genocide officially. So, no, that's not going to happen.
No, of course not.
I mean, look, consider the source, but no, they're going to ignore it. And they're all going to go down there and go to the official funeral and canonize this man. There will be a Nelson Mandela Avenue, I guess, running it, you know, parallel to all the Martin Luther King Avenues in every city in this country. You know that.
Sure.
So, and what's it like for Africans now there? The black Africans. It's god awful. It's horrible. 25, what's this? This one's amazing. I gotta look at this number. Why? This figure, because it's just incredible.
We are going to a quick break. We will be back in 3 minutes, and then give us that figure again when we come back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. veteran-owned and operated.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. That's spelled with one N. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And of course, you also mentioned South Africa Project, which .info, which is Monica Stone. Jennifer is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, published by American Free Press. Okay. You were going to give us some information. I mean, more information.
25% of all South African schoolgirls are HIV positive. I mean, statistics like this are just, it's almost, you can't really imagine it, that a society could be in this kind of meltdown and still being promoted as this just brilliant experiment in human history, Rainbow Nation. Nothing could be finer. It's weird in the extreme. Another detail about Mandela, who, again, is an amazing character, is that he was part owner of a mine that employed black African miners. They were, he didn't pay them. They finally went out of business. You know, I mean, he's hardly a saint. He has made big bucks out of this. This South Africa under the ANC has gotten $1.4 billion from the U.S.
Wow.
Despite this. they just keep pouring the money in there. And, of course, I guess that's part of what's propping it up.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, and there's nothing. I mean, there's no aspect of life. Economic growth, I'm reading from something else. Today is the lowest since 2009. Law and order will continue to deteriorate. The decay within the police force is already well entrenched. Good people will leave simply because they cannot stomach working under gangsters and sloths. Then it talks about this mall, a concrete mall, that collapsed recently because it was built, the regulations were just ignored. Court orders were dumped in the dustbin. And a summons issue was issued 6 days before the building finally collapsed. This is not, this is society in such meltdown. I mean, the lawlessness, and it affects everybody.
Sure.
It affects the Zulus, the Xhosa, and then the Bellies, the Colors, the Afrikaners, even the white liberals. It affects everybody.
Sure. Now, the email that you sent out, I guess it's been about a month ago.
Yeah.
About the rape of, well, toddlers.
Mm-hmm. It's a belief in certain African religions that raping a toddler, a one-year-old, will cure AIDS. I think one of them, one of the leaders, was it Zuma? Maybe it was Malema. I forgot. Hope Monica calls in. But one of these guys was arrested for this, but it was dropped. He raped some infant. She died, I mean, obviously.
Sure.
Phew. I mean, people like this running a country? I think one of the strangest things I've seen on the Internet, it was actually funny. It was an African, South African black saying, bring back apartheid. It was better.
Yes.
It was a lot better.
Sure.
Well, of course, nobody could live in a society that's just melting down where every single aspect of life becomes a horror. I actually went to South Africa, and this was about 15 years ago. I thought I was going on a vacation.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, even 15 years ago, it had not disintegrated to the point that it is now.
Not to this degree at all, but it turned my head around to go there. I went there to see a girlfriend who had gone back, and she was South African, Afrikaner, but very liberal. She opposed apartheid. She wouldn't live in the country. She lived here. And she lived in London, and I knew her for years. And she went back there, and I went to see her. And I remember the first morning I was there, it was the day that Mbeki was installed in office. So we were watching this on the TV, and they had everybody there, African dancers and rabbis and Anglican priests and, you know, all the – it was just, you know, joy itself. That was – it's about 2000. It had to be 2000 because each – their presidential term is 6 years. So that was kind of an introduction. And one thing, though, that was kind of odd about, you know, was drinks all around. Okay, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a big day. Unfortunately, this went on second day, third day. Then I really began to get scared and see this woman is very, very out of reality. And this was on a farm out in the veld, which means fields. And from there, I started seeing what was really going on. She wanted to hook me up with some European businessmen to go up the coast, which I wouldn't have done. I mean, I could go up with a bunch of guys who are total strangers to a beach house. But they went, and they were murdered.
Wow. So aren't you glad you didn't go? that you're smarter than
aren't
that.
Aren't glad I was scared to death. Well, the next weekend, and I'm not kidding. We went to see her brother. We traveled across the veldt and the flatlands and went up a hill to what seemed, you know, it was like a little English village in the middle of Africa's odd. But her brother's wife comes running to the car, screaming, crying. What had happened in that village the night before was that this woman, a white woman who had been a missionary, in South Africa her whole life. She was then in her 80s, and then had become a doctor, like, in the last half of her time there. But she had given her whole life to that country. She had been murdered in her rendezvous. These guys let themselves in through the straw roof and just, anyway, murdered her brutally. So we stayed there with guns, with dogs. I didn't sleep. I remember being on the floor and just looking at the roof. I kept looking for people to come through it. And everybody was traveling there with guns, with the huge dogs. You never did anything by yourself. So that was the second weekend. By the third weekend, it was obvious this friend of mine was an alcoholic, and I've just figured, I got it. She wanted to go traveling around the country. I don't think so.
This is amazing.
So I decided, I have to get out of here. I'm in a place called Eastland, little third world factory town. And I figured, well, I'll have to get back to Cape Town because the plane leaves from Cape Town. So I got it sorted out to rent a car. And I was going to stop in an elephant park halfway. So I got in the car bright and early, got out of there, I'm leaving. And about an hour after I was on the road, I was stopped at a checkpoint because a murder had taken place. And they were examining every single car. This took hours. So by that time I was petrified. I couldn't find the elephant park. I freaked. I wouldn't get out of the car. I had to go to the bathroom. I wouldn't. Finally, I was squatting by the seat, you know, just barely stepping out of the car. And I did finally at dusk find this place. But if I had not, you would be talking to me.
Wow.
I am certain of that. I was a white woman alone in a car with obvious tourist plates. So you
and you probably didn't have a loaded gun with you.
I did not have a gun with me. And
well, it is amazing that you're here then.
It is. And I got inside those gates. And so I did make it to Cape Town, and I stayed there with a nice lady who was renting a room for a week to wait. Every morning you pick up the paper, rapes, 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 rapes. I mean, it was just a bizarre experience.
Terrible, terrible.
Everybody living behind in these gated communities with the wire. You know, what do you call it?
Sure, electrical wire.
Electrical wiring, broken glass, all that to keep people out. Just terrifying.
Jen, we are at our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.